I'm Alexandra Detrolio. Jesuit Father Frank Brennan has been banned from publicly speaking in the Hobart Archdiocese in Australia over his defense of the rights of Catholics to speak their opinions regarding same-sex marriage. Hobart's Archbishop Julian Porteous has taken a firm stance against same-sex marriage. Father Brennan has publicly supported same-sex marriage and argued that Catholic priests should be allowed to vote on the issue. A spokesman for the Archdiocese stated that there was, quote, no ban in place, but did not answer when asked whether Father Brennan would be able to speak at or attend future diocese events. British officials looking into the second case of nerve agent poisoning in southwest England said that they believe the victims were not directly targeted. They suspect they became sick because of the March attack on a former Russian spy and his daughter. The latest victims, a British couple in their 40s, had visited the city of Salisbury, the same city where the spy and his daughter fell ill. The city of Salisbury had gone under a massive decontamination after the attack, and now police have sectioned off a number of places within the city that the latest victims visited. Britain's interior minister revealed that while they know the nerve agent in the latest case is the same as that in the case of the Russian spy, they are not yet sure if it came from the same batch. The Trump administration has rolled back an Obama administration policy that asks schools to consider race as a factor when admitting students as a way to diversify their campuses. Instead, the Trump administration will urge for race-blind admission standards. The memos from the Obama administration asking schools to consider race were one of 24 policy documents revoked by the Justice Department, which they said were, quote, unnecessary, outdated, inconsistent with existing law, or otherwise improper. The policy change comes as a high-profile case over Harvard University admissions makes its way through the courts, and the Supreme Court has a key vacancy being filled. Pope Francis has named Paolo Ruffini, a lay Italian journalist, to head the Vatican's Dicastery for Communication, making him the first layperson to head a high-level Vatican dicastery. Ruffini is 61 years old and, until appointed to the position, was the head of the Italian Conference of Catholic Bishops' TV and radio network. He will succeed Monsignor Dario Vigano, who resigned in March after the fallout from a controversy over the use of a photo of a letter from retired Pope Benedict XVI. Pope Francis created the Secretariat for Communication, now called the Dicastery for Communication, in 2015 in order to coordinate and make more efficient the Vatican's multiple news and communications outlets. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.